Title: Fay Safe Layering of Vintage Breaks in Ableton Live Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most important jungle and DNB drum skills you can learn early: layering vintage breaks without destroying your punch. Because here's the classic beginner trap. You find two amazing breaks, you stack them, you press play, and somehow the combined drums sound thinner than either break on its own. That's usually Fay's issues, plus too much low-end overlap. The good news is, you can fix this with a super repeatable workflow in Ableton, and once you get it, you'll do it automatically. By the end, you'll have a two-layer break stack, where one break is your body and punch, the other is your tops and texture. And it'll still hit when summed to mono, which matters a lot more than people think if you want your drums to survive club systems and phone speakers. Let's build it. Step 0. Pick breaks with rolls. Before you even touch warp, choose two breaks that naturally want to do different jobs. Break A is your body. You want stronger kick and snare fundamentals. It doesn't have to be the amen, but think this one has weight. Break B is your tops and texture. Crisp hats, grit, room tone, little shakers, that kind of energy. Teacher note: if both breaks have massive kicks, you're basically asking for low-end phase cancellation. It can work, but it's harder. For a beginner workflow, give each layer a job. Step 1. Warp correctly. This matters. Drag break A onto an audio track. Turn warp on. For warp mode, complex is often a safe starting point for breaks, but if it gets smeary, switch to beats mode. In beats mode, set preserve to transients. Keep transient loop mode off or very low. You're trying to keep the punch, not create little stutters. Now set the segment BPM correctly and get the loop sitting on the grid at your project tempo. For DNB, that's usually around 170 to 175. Do the same for break B. What you're listening for here is simple. No weird flamming, no drifting, no why does bar 2 feel late. If it doesn't loop cleanly, fix that now. Everything later depends on this. Step 2. Trim and consolidate. For each break, find a clean 1-bar or 2-bar section. Trim the start so it hits exactly on a clear transient, usually the kick on beat 1. Then consolidate. Command or Control J. This is one of those small moves that makes the whole workflow faster, because now your clip starts are clean and predictable. Step 3. Transient alignment. This is the phase-safe foundation. We want the main hits to land together, especially kick and snare, hats and little ghost notes. Don't stress. Two different recordings won't line up perfectly everywhere. Your win condition is that the big moments hit with authority. Zoom way in around the first kick transient, like uncomfortably close. Use break as your anchor. Decide right now, break A is the reference, and it stays put. Don't keep moving it. You'll go insane. Now nudge break B until its first kick transient lines up with break A. You can do this by dragging the clip start or by using track delay for micro timing. Let's do track delay first, because it's clean and reversible. Show track delay in the mixer if it's hidden. Then adjust break B by tiny amounts, usually somewhere in the minus 1 millisecond to minus 10 millisecond range, or positive, depending on the break. Small values are normal. Loop just the start. Listen for the kick turning into one solid thud instead of a soft double hit. Extra coach move. If track delay isn't enough, do sample level nudging. In arrangement view, you can temporarily turn off the grid by holding Command or Control while dragging. Make tiny movements and keep looping the first kick and first snare. When it locks, you'll feel it. Step 4. Polarity check. Quick win. Even if two breaks look aligned, they can still cancel if the polarity relationship is fighting. On break B, drop a utility device. Try phase invert. You can invert left, right, or both, depending on what you're hearing. Focus your ears on three things: kick weight, roughly 50 to 120 Hz, snare body, roughly 150 to 250, and overall punch. Pick whatever setting sounds bigger and more centered. Don't overthink. This is one of those your ears decide in 2 seconds moments. Step 5. Mono check. Clubs don't care about your wide hats. Put a utility on the break group or temporarily on the master. Set width to 0% to force mono. If your stack suddenly gets hollow or the kick disappears, that's a red flag. Go back to alignment and polarity. Sometimes one small millisecond change fixes it. Sometimes the polarity flip is the entire solution. Also, sometimes the real problem is that one break has unstable stereo information, like old room mics drifting around. If mono collapses no matter what you do, try reducing the width of the top break. Put utility on break B and pull width down to somewhere between 0 and 50% and check again. Optional advanced fix if you want it. In EQ8, use M/S mode and high pass the side channel higher than the mid. For example, side high pass at 250 to 400 that keeps low end centered and stable. Step 6. Separate frequency rolls. This is the most reliable phase fix. If both brakes are full range, they're competing in the same low end zone. So we're going to make the rolls readable with EQ. On brake A, the body layer, at EQ 8, high pass around 30 to 45 Hz with a 24 dB slope. You're not trying to remove the kick. You're just clearing useless sub rumble and leaving space for your actual sub bass layer later. If it sounds boxy, try a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400. On brake B, the tops layer, at EQ 8, high pass much higher, around 150 to 250 Hz. Use 24 or even 48 dB if needed. The goal is simple. Brake B is not allowed to mess with your kick and snare weight. If you want extra sparkle, a gentle shelf around 8 to 12K can work, but don't turn it into white noise. Coach tip. Do a kick-only and snare-only listening pass. Temporarily put an EQ8 on the group and isolate what you're judging. For kick focus, low pass around 150 Hz. For snare focus, band pass roughly 150 Hz to 5K. This makes phase problems painfully obvious because hats stop distracting you. Step 7. Group and glue. Select both brake tracks and group them. Name it brake stack. Now we'll build a simple stock device chain that makes the stack feel like one instrument. First, EQ 8 for cleanup. If it's harsh, try a small dip somewhere around 3 to 6K. If it's dull, a gentle high shelf around 10K, plus 1 to 3 dB. Next, glue compressor. Set ratio to 2 to 1. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, or auto. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not flattening the drums. We're just making the layers feel like they belong together. Then saturator. Use analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is where a lot of that modern DNB density comes from, but keep it tasteful. If the snare starts sounding like paper tearing, back off and EQ after. Finally, utility for gain staging and width. Keep width around 70 to 100% to start, and set the group level so peaks are around minus 6 dB. Headroom is not optional in DNB. You will want space for bass, vocals, and mastering later. Step 8. Optional one-shot reinforcement, very DNB. If your brakes still don't have that modern punch, add a clean kick and snare one-shot on a drum rack track. Write a simple MIDI pattern that supports the brake. Often snare on 2 and 4, and the kick follows the groove of the brake. Keep it subtle. The one-shots are not here to erase the vintage vibe. They're here to stabilize it. EQ the one-shots. For kick, focus around 60 to 110 Hz. Maybe a bit of click if you need it. For snare, body around 180 to 220, crack around 2 to 5K. Phase note, one-shots are usually centered and consistent, so they can actually help when your layered brakes are a little messy. Step 9. Make it roll in the arrangement. A clean brake stack is great, but a static loop is not jungle. Try the structure. For your drop, run the full brake stack for 16 bars. Every 4 bars, make a tiny variation. Mute the top layer for half a bar, or add a quick reverse cymbal into the snare. Every 8 bars, do a bigger move, a small fill, or slice one hit and rearrange it. And if you want that modern controlled chaos, use beat repeat only at phrase ends. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/16, chance around 10 to 25%. Subtle, if it turns into blitch soup, you went too far. Extra arrangement upgrade, create two energy versions of the same stack. A tight version where tops are down 2 to 4 dB and slightly narrower, minimal saturation. A hype version, where tops are louder, a bit wider, maybe with a parallel distortion send. Then alternate every 4 bars. Tight, hype, tight, hype. Same pattern, different impact. That's how you get arrangement movement without rewriting drums. Quick troubleshooting. Common mistakes. If layering makes your drums weaker, it's usually because you layer 2 full range breaks. Fix it by assigning rolls and high-passing the top layer. If the transients feel mushy, your warp mode might be smearing. Try beats mode with preserve set to transients, and tighten your loop boundaries. If it looks aligned but sounds flammed, zoom in further and use track delay or sample level nudging. If your drum bus sounds flat, you overcompressed. Back the glue off, 1 to 3 dB gain reduction to start. And if it falls apart in mono, don't ignore that. Mono check is a truth test. Mini practice exercise. 15 minutes. Pick brake A for body and brake B for tops. Warp both. Consolidate a clean 1-bar loop. Align the first kick transient. On brake B, test phase invert with utility. EQ rolls. Body brake high pass around 35 Hz. Top brake high pass around 200. Group them, then add glue with 2:1, 3 ms attack. 0.1 to 0.3 release, 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. Add saturator, analog clip, about 2 dB drive, soft clip on. Mono check the group by setting utility width to 0. Your pass condition is simple. In mono, the kick and snare still feel solid, not hollow, not disappearing. Recap to lock it in. Phase safe layering is mostly timing alignment, polarity checks, and frequency separation. Use an anchor layer and stop moving it. Use track delay and sample level nudging to line up the important transients. High pass the top break so it can't steal kick weight. Blue lightly, saturate gently, and always mono check. If you want to go further, try a three-layer stack. Core, top fizz, and quiet room layer. Keep the extra layers quieter than you think. If you can clearly hear the layer, it's probably too loud. Alright, build your break stack, export an 8 or 16 bar loop, and listen on headphones and small speakers. If you tell me your BPM and which two breaks you picked, I can suggest a starting high pass point and a likely millisecond offset to test for that specific combo.